feel like I can't even breathe.
That's how I feel too. My pants are so tight.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rad, an iHeartRadio and People's Choice Award winning podcast.
Good morning, everybody. It's Tuesday.
Don't let that cadence fool you. We are struggling today.
Hey, you guys sound ready to go.
You know, as you get older, the like all-nighters really, they hit hard.
They hit hard. But not even all-nighters. We had like three in a row. And so...
But not really. We slept late. You slept late.
I've never slept until noon since like 2001. Yeah.
Yeah, it was so nice for me because I was like... Oh my God. I mean, I knew that regardless, she could go on her runs or do whatever she needed to do in the morning and I could sleep. But like, you know, when someone's getting ready, you are obviously interrupted in your sleep. And I would look over and it'd be like 11 and she'd still be sleeping. So I'd just roll over and pray to God she stayed that way. But we stayed up really late.
We stayed up really late and I got my period. And when I'm on my period, I'm like, extra tired. So I think all the combination of it was just like not good. I slept till noon the first day. And yeah. Then I think noon every day.
Yeah.
So sick.
Anyways, you're both saying that our pants are very tight today. We had a great time.
Everything's tight. We drank a lot. We ate a lot.
And this wasn't just a normal weekend. This was a very special weekend. Yeah. Because it was...
Jared and Ashley's wedding. The Bachelor Royal Wedding.
Yeah. And 3.5 full days together.
Yeah. Tanya's famous quote is 3.5 full days, which doesn't actually make sense.
Right. But I guess I meant 3.5 like full days. Like we're going to pack those days full.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It was a half day. Okay. It felt like a full day.
Exactly.
We packed the half day, too.
Yeah. Where do we start?
I mean, should we just start from the beginning of what time, like Friday, and how we booked a super early flight? And okay, I'll start.
Okay. I do have a really good story, non-related to the wedding, but I'll save it to the end.
Okay.
Because I got a DM from a celebrity crush of mine.
Yeah. Stay tuned for that. So, we planned, Ashley invited us to go, they had a welcome party, boat ride, mm-hmm. sailboat ride. And that was on Friday night. And I thought like, let's just go Friday. We'll go on the boat. Like how nice in Newport. It's like the cutest place and made me feel like I was going to be like a rich person on a sailboat sailing in like
to the Oasis
cod or something. So we booked a 6 a.m. flight. We were told there were two options. We could either fly into Boston. It was a direct flight from L.A. and then drive an hour and a half, like rent a car. Or we could fly into Providence, but we would have a layover somewhere. And it was like a 30 to 45 minute drive.
Yeah.
So we were like, well, we're going to fly early. For us to even make the boat ride, we had to take the direct flight to Boston. So we booked the 6 a.m. flight. I was really
proud of Becca because she really took the reins and she was like, we're going to leave at 6 a.m. We're going to land. We're going to take an hour. It's going to take an hour and a half to get to the hotel. We'll check in. We'll get ready. And Becca's not super organized, but she really had this buttoned up. And I was like, okay, this sounds great.
Sounds like it's going to work.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
So naturally, because my natural body does not go to sleep till like 12 or 1 a.m., I just like am up because I sleep in. And even if I don't sleep in, it's like that. I just decided I'm going to stay awake because we were told that I got an alert that there was severe construction at LAX so that we should get there 3 hours before. And I heard on the radio people were having to get out on the freeway
and
with
walk.
Their suitcases trying to walk. No. Yeah. And I was like, that nothing sounds worse than doing that.
And missing our flight.
At 3 a.m. So we leave our apartments at 4.
A little earlier.
3:45-ish. Mm-hmm. So I just figured I'm not going to sleep. We splurged and got the lay down seats because we knew it was going to be a long day.
Yeah.
So I was like, my body is just the most weak body out there, and I can't sleep unless I'm laying flat down.
It's a game changer, I do have to say. That was truly, I don't think I can ever fly East Coast and not sleep like that. I usually sleep, just for everybody listening, I usually sleep in like the fetal position with my head on the, like, what's the, Danielle has seen me sleep like this to New York, but yeah, I sleep with my head on the tray table.
Oh, you're one of those.
I wake up with like the worst crick in my neck. Yeah. I can sleep like the full 5 hours like that. And it's,
wow,
it's truly not great. So
I'm so jealous, because if I could do that, I wouldn't have to spend so much money. Because when it's like long flights like that, and I know I have something to do once I land,
yeah,
I just, I like I said, I bite the bullet.
It wasn't opportune for me that Becca chose not to sleep before the flight, because I like to chit chat on planes. And literally before the flight attendant says, like, I'll be your flight attendant, Becca's like zonked out, like completely like in a comatose. And she was like, before she falls asleep, do you want to ask her if she wants to eat? And I kept being like, Becca, Becca. And you completely, I don't know if you were asleep or just ignored me, but I was like,
asleep,
she's gone.
But I also would have ignored you.
Yeah, like, don't even bother with her. She's going to sleep the whole flight.
And I did.
Yeah.
And the thing is, I have been on flights where Tanya chit-chatted the whole time. Like, even when I put my headphones on, she was still trying to talk to me. So I was like, if she tries to do this on this flight, I'm not worried about hurting her feelings and being like, stop.
Well, we had a lot to discuss, because I feel like we had the whole weekend and we hadn't really properly given thought to like our itinerary.
But I knew we had a good hour and a half drive. Right, so right, I was right. like, we'll okay. get that in. I'm not worried about it. I was never worried about it. So I slept the entire way until they were like, hey, we're about to land. You have to put your seat up. So we get off the plane. We land early. We get a car and we look at the time. We like put the destination into our maps and it says 3 hours. Yeah.
Basically says we're getting to the hotel like at 6:15 and the boat sails at 6 o'clock. And we were like, are you kidding me?
And like we did all of this so that we could make the boat ride.
Yeah.
So we pull up to the hotel and
before Ashley, we're like texting her and we're like, we don't think we're going to make it. And she's like, what? 3 hours? Like, everybody was shocked that like it was taking us this long in traffic, but we were like, clearly nobody knows this city, because even the people that at the check-in were like, it took you 3 hours. Yeah. We're like, what the heck?
And Ashley, I was like, and on top of that, even if we make it in like at 5:30, we have to like rinse off and get dressed. Like, I've slept the whole way. Like, we're gross. And she's like, it's super casual. Like, so if you make it, like, just like change real quick and come. I saw the photos. Everyone was like,
not casual.
Not casual. Yeah, yeah. I would have been very upset if I showed up with my no makeup.
Yeah, same.
Casual look.
Yeah. So anyways, we completely missed the boat ride that we were planning on getting there for. However, we got dressed up really cute and had a cute dinner, the two of us.
Yeah.
Which I enjoyed.
Yeah, we stayed at a really cute hotel.
Yeah. And Gurney's. Then we ended up meeting everybody. So everybody got off the boat and then they went out. And so we met everybody out. Yeah. After.
So I don't know. Newport was just like the cutest place ever. I want to have a summer home there, but add that to my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, we had a nice little dinner and then we went and met everyone out and got to like catch up with everyone. That's when we got to meet. Did you meet Jess that night?
Ben's
girlfriend, Jess. And Nick was there and
everybody was there for the most part.
Was everyone there?
Yeah. Like her bridal party. And we stayed up late that night, right?
We stayed up, yeah.
Yeah.
Like 3-ish.
Yeah. So then, we go to bed. We sleep until noon. Okay. Mind you, then we get invited to the rehearsal dinner, which was like.
So we weren't initially invited to the rehearsal dinner. And I think because we missed the boat ride,
she felt bad.
So she was like, y'all should come to the rehearsal dinner.
I was wondering how you guys made it in, because usually isn't just the wedding party going to the rehearsal. It's like Becca and Tanya are just everywhere.
Totally. So then, but the best part is like we were not prepared for that. We were prepared to just have like a chill Saturday night. And so Becca didn't have a dress. So I was like, why don't you wear the one I wore last night? It was really cute and like it's dressy enough. So
yeah,
here we are.
And thank God we are the same size and it fit, but it's like a very obvious dress. Like, it's not like a black dress where you're like, I could get away with it. Like, everyone who was there with us the night before was like, oh, haven't seen that dress before. I'm like, can y'all just have some manners and not call me out? So, yeah, that really worked out. But
yeah,
lesson learned, always be prepared. You might get invited. to the rehearsal.
And then I don't mean to like plan the fact that I am a planner, but I didn't anticipate this, but I did have two options for both nights. And so I had an extra dress, so I was good to go. Oh, by the way, I found out I'm Enneagram number one on the flight. I did a lot of research on my flight, and that was really exciting. I've been doing a lot of research. It's the perfectionist. And it really explains a lot.
Yeah. And what's so funny is everyone always is like, Tanya's a, what are the ones that
everyone
say?
Thought I was a three or a seven.
Yeah. And I've never seen anyone say that you're a one.
Never.
Which is kind of weird because the perfectionist is how I would like just in general.
It's so funny because I was DMing with Kelty Knight from Lady Gang. She's like obsessed with Enneagrams. And she's like, she told me that she thought I was a seven. And then we're DMing and I took the test and I was like, I'm a one. And she like, her mind was blown. She's like, this makes so much sense. And was like screenshotting, sending me all these things about the number one. And it was really making a lot of sense.
Emphasis on personal integrity and self-control. Mm-hmm. I'd say that's Tanya Rad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything about it. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like all about how you don't like value yourself or self-worth is, or I can't remember, something about like imposter syndrome really like resonated with me. And so it's a sidebar.
You're being defective.
Yes.
Do you feel like you understand yourself better?
I felt very seen by it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's weird.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So that was a monumental moment for me.
It's nice when you like, I don't know a lot about them, but there is a book that I have that I've been, well, I let my friend borrow it, but I'm waiting to get it back so I can start it. But it's all about the, like going deeper into the Enneagrams.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it really helps you. Like, I think it makes you better at loving people because you
for
can
sure.
understand them more and why they are the way that they are.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is actually a very important thing.
What's your type, Becca? Have you done it?
I'm a nine.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh. Looking at your compatibility.
What is my compatibility?
With Tanya.
Oh.
Nines are actually really good, just like partners in general.
Because we want to please everybody, so.
Type one, the reformer, with type nine, the peacemaker. So there you go.
Yeah, so there you go. What did we want to talk about at the rehearsal dinner?
How was the rehearsal dinner? Was fun. What did we write
how
that down?
Speeches were made at that.
You know, throughout the whole weekend, I feel like there was a lot. Like, I think every bridesmaid spoke. I think pretty much every groomsman spoke.
I don't think every one of them did.
Oh.
Dean spoke.
Yeah,
Ben, Dean, Nick.
And then
both dads.
But that was on the
right,
wedding
I'm saying
night.
Spread out throughout the weekend. I think like a lot.
I think it was pretty standard. I mean, I've been to weddings where like every single person, like they would be like, if you want to give a speech, stand up. It wasn't planned. So it would be like people feeling like I need to say something.
Yeah.
In my rehearsal dinner, like I gave a speech and then that was it. And I was watching videos from Ashley and Jared's and I was like, oh God, did I need to book more speeches for the rehearsal dinner?
I think the thing that I really realized, I feel like I resonate with Ashley so much because she's so like unabashedly herself. Yeah. And like she believes in love and fairy tales and it's just this thing. And I feel so drawn to her because of that. And so I think all weekend hearing all these speeches and hearing everybody talk about it, like it made me so emotional because I think at the end of the day, you want everybody to have their happy ending and find that person. And like, I think for me, I just felt so like I cried so many times. I got teary eyed so many times. And like, I remember when they first started dating, I didn't like Jared because I thought I was like, this guy didn't like you for so many years. And I had such a chip on my shoulder for it. And it's funny because now I have told him all of these things, but every time I spend any like time with Jared, I just fall more and more in love with him because I just think he's just so sweet and he's so attentive to Ashley. And like, he's just like a normal dude that's just in love with his best friend. And mm-hmm. like, you can really see it. And I really like how he's just really like, he wants everybody around to know that, like, you know, he's always asking if I need a coffee mm-hmm. or he's just one of those type of guys. And I really, really like him. And every time I spend more time with him, I just like him more and more. And I just love them as a couple. So it was just really, really special to see everybody speaking. And like, mm-hmm. it was just really special. Everything about it was just so well thought out. And it just made me so happy for them.
I think it was just so sweet because like everyone has been a part of watching it
yeah.
and everyone's like, I loved that Elon officiated it because he's literally been there as soon as Ashley came on. He was like her person on Chris's season special. That she talked to. And then on Bachelor in Paradise. And then I remember I got to see Caitlin Bristow, who I haven't seen in forever. And we were talking about, we were in Chicago and Jared was on Caitlin's season and then he went on Paradise. And he like wasn't really fully over Caitlin at the time when he went on Paradise. And Ashley, Caitlin, we're like drunk. Who is the Chicago hockey team?
The Blackhawks?
Yeah, they had just won the Stanley Cup. It was that year. And so we were out like on the town. It was like crazy. And Caitlin gets a call from a random number and she answers and it's Ashley. And she's like, what did you do to Jared? Like, he won't pay attention to me because he's still into you. And Caitlin's like, okay, well, what can I do to help? But it was like remembering that and like remembering how she literally truly believed that he was the one for her, even when he like rejected her.
Yeah.
It was so, I don't know. Their story is just really literally straight from a rom-com.
It really is.
And they're perfect characters and they're like beautiful, and then they're just like, they love boy bands together and they love, they're passionate about rom-com movie quotes, and it was just really cute to watch everyone kind of be there and like support of them.
It was really sweet. We had a lot of Dean time this weekend, which I loved.
Deany baby.
I just love him so much.
We had a lot of Dean time. We had a lot of Nick time. We had a lot of Ben and Jess time.
Yes, who is like our new favorite person.
Ben's girlfriend, Jess, is the most precious little angel. I cannot imagine walking into that group setting with all these people who have like been together and been to events and like know each other
and like
so
weirdly
well.
All dated, like I forget how many, like, do you know what I mean? It's just like, it's this weird cesspool of people and she's just like, hi, and she's just so cute and sweet and like,
and confident,
yeah, and like, and wanted to get to know us too, like, you know, I thought that was really cool.
Like when they showed up to the bar after the boat ride that we missed, I was talking to Nick and I feel someone come over and hug Nick and I turn around, it's Ben. And I like just love Ben as a human being. I think he's just the best. And he introduced me to Jess, and then he and I and Nick talked for like a while, and she was just doing her own thing, like was very confident, didn't feel like threatened by the like atmosphere at all.
You know, she was saying though, because I asked her that, I was like, is it like, you know, hard? And she's like, Ben is so affirming that I never have to question anything about him. And I was like, God, that is so nice. Like, that must feel so nice, you know? And Ben's also one of those guys too, where I feel like, where he's like Jared, because I feel like he was really attentive to us.
Uh-huh.
Like, he was always like, can I get you guys a drink? Yeah. Like, what can I do? Let me get you your Uber. Like, make sure you guys, like, make sure, text me when you guys get back to the hotel. He's just like one of those people that just like looks out for his people. Mm-hmm. And that's so special when you find that in somebody, mm-hmm. you know? Cause not everybody's like that.
Yeah. And they're both going to be in Vegas for iHeart, so I'm really excited.
Jess is coming.
Yeah,
Jess
is coming.
Oh my God! Yeah, I'm so excited.
Yeah. So yeah, they were awesome.
Yeah. So we got to take a second to talk about BioClarity, but before we do that, we have a surprise for you guys.
Oh.
Because I don't know if you're aware of this, but it's the 25th anniversary of a little show called Friends this year.
And I heard it's coming to the movies.
It's coming to the movies?
It's coming to the big screen.
What are you talking about?
Friends is for the 25th anniversary.
They're just going to play the whole show on.
I'm not sure. It's what? Oh, it's like select episodes coming to movie theaters, which is very exciting.
Well, we've got the perfect beverage to match that. Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, a coffee place we love here in Southern California. They actually have a whole series of Friends-themed beverages to celebrate the 25th anniversary. I've been drinking one of these a lot recently. Here's some of the drinks they've got. The Rachel Matcha Latte, the Joey Mango Cold Brew Tea.
Oh my gosh.
Keep going.
My personal favorite, the Chandler Caramel Coconut Latte, the Ross Classic Flat White.
Ross.
The Monica
That's
Midnight.
The one I want. Give
Monica
me the Ross.
Midnight Boca Cold Brew, and the Phoebe Cookies and Cream Ice Blended Drink.
Wow. Yum. Wait, what's the Ross?
The Ross Classic Flat White.
White what?
So they're turning into Central Perk for this celebration. And they're actually launching a Central Perk pop-up at two of the Los Angeles locations for Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf. You can go to the activation between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. daily at the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica and on Beverly Boulevard in West Hollywood, California. So you can visit Central Perk in person. Becca seems very happy with one of these.
The Phoebe is where it's at.
Obviously, the Rossitron is my favorite.
These drinks are slam dunks, like for real. Like I've been drinking that. You can check my Coffee Bean app. I've been drinking that Chandler caramel coconut latte almost every day.
You know why the Ross is the best?
Why is that?
There's no fluff. There's no froof. This is just straight caffeine. It's what you need. Like, this is such a Ross drink. This is so Ross. I love Ross. Do you know Ross is the one?
Here we go.
They added up all the screen time of every Friends episode, and Ross has the most screen time. He was the main character of Friends. Because everybody always wonders who's the main one. It's Ross. Well, he has the most screen time.
Is he your favorite?
Yeah, duh.
Yeah, can you tell she has like facts listed for him?
I'm a little sad there's not a Gunther drink, but hey, you know, a girl can dream.
That's very exciting.
Thank you, Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf.
They're the best.
Okay, let's talk about BioClarity. And then I feel like we should wrap up the wedding weekend with...
The only way to wrap it up with
our journey home and
oh my God.
Something that I've never done before.
Same.
That I'm ashamed of slightly. But I think it brought us closer together.
I don't know. I feel like you're quite proud. I didn't feel any shame from you.
What could this be? My mind is racing.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, BioClarity is a clean and green skincare brand that has products that just work. Their routines were made to help keep your skin looking young, healthy, and fresh using only natural and gentle ingredients. They have two routines to fit your skincare needs. I use the clear skin routine. It's for combination oily or breakout prone skin. I do have like breakout prone skin around my period, so that's the one I like to choose. But they also have the essentials routine, which is for normal and dry skin.
Yeah, and I will say that both routines consist of a 3-step regimen that helps improve the look and feel of your skin, and it's packed full of detoxifying nutrients, which is what we need coming off of very little sleep and multiple plane rides. They are uniquely formulated to help hyperpigmentation, which I also have, and stubborn chin breakouts. The routines also include a super special ingredient found only in BioClarity, Floralux, which is made from the chlorophyll from plants.
Their products are 100% vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, and artificial fragrance-free. Can I tell you that's my favorite part about BioClarity is like, I used to love smelly products, like things that smelled so like floofy. Mm-hmm. And now I really like products that don't smell like anything because you know there's no chemicals in them. So, yes?
Oh, no, it was sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you. I just wanted to say that my wife Allison, I brought home some BioClarity for her to use the other day, and she told me that her skin had been breaking out from trying new makeup products, but after using BioClarity for just 2 days, it's rolled back to normal.
Wow.
She has very sensitive skin. BioClarity is very gentle on that skin. She loves it.
Wow. So that's BioClarity.com. And right now our listeners will save 40% on skincare routines, plus an additional 15% off of everything on their website. That's an incredible deal. So you need to enter our code Becca at checkout.
Also, I wanted to mention there's a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it, you can return it and get your money, but you're not going to want to do that. So go to BioClarity.com and get 40% off skincare routines plus an additional 15% off everything on their website when you use our code Becca at checkout.
Shall we Rothy's it?
Yes, let's Rothy and roll.
Okay, well, have you guys heard about this company making stylish shoes for women and girls out of recycled plastic water bottles? They're sustainable, comfortable, washable, and really they're the perfect flats for life on the go. Rothy's come in a wide range of colors and patterns, and they're available in 4 different silhouettes. Plus, they're constantly launching new styles, so you're guaranteed to find a pair or 3 that you love.
I am loving the bright white sneaker because a white sneaker seriously goes with everything.
True.
You can wear it with a dress, you can wear it with jeans, you can wear it with shorts, t-shirt, whatever you want. The best part is you can throw these in the wash and so they'll stay white forever. They have playful designs and fun pops of color. They have playful designs and they add fun pops of color to every outfit while still looking polished and professional.
It's true. My camo ones, love them.
Plus, Rothy's always comes with free shipping and free returns, exchanges, no risk, no worries, no reason not to try. Rothy's are manufactured in a zero waste factory and they ship directly in the shoebox, so there's no unnecessary packaging. These are feel good flats in more ways than one.
Yep. So check out all the amazing styles available right now at Rothys.com/Becca. You can go to Rothys.com, Rothys.com/Becca to get your new favorite flats, comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes that you've been waiting for. So head to Rothys.com/Becca.
Well, we really didn't talk about the wedding and the reception. I mean, the wedding was beautiful. The reception was like, it literally looked like a fairy tale. Dream in a mansion.
Everything. It was beautiful.
And then we took photos when we first walked in a photo booth. And at the end of the wedding, they had everyone's photo on a Dunkin' Donut.
I can't even, you guys.
It was crazy.
It was crazy. It was so cool. And then they had an entire room of just desserts. So they had like the cake, but then there was like chocolate covered strawberries. There was donuts in some sort of pudding. There was like little like chocolate pie things, tarts, like everything. I mean, I went to town and I like literally can barely breathe this morning.
I liked your dance moves, Tanya. There's like a gallop thing.
Thank you so much. The galloping cowboy is really, it's like become a signature for me. Yeah. And
but a lot of people think that she's waving her fart or something. I know. That looks like she farted.
I need to really get the gallop better because it's just, I'm literally just waving my hand.
Because you're spanking an invisible horse, right? Yeah. That's what you're trying to do. Yeah.
But we were like sitting there, like just relaxed, hanging out. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she shoots up and starts doing her gallop around people dancing, and it was like concerning but then really really funny.
Like it was like the music just hit me and I just had to like get up. I was like mid conversation and I was like
like the horse like took off.
The horse just couldn't stop me.
Yeah It was a good time.
Yeah,
that cake looked insane too. Like it was like what, 5 feet tall?
It was like seven tiers or
everything
whatever.
Was just yeah. Truly extraordinary.
Yeah. I know. It kind of made, I was like, wow, like the thoughts and I mean, they had an incredible wedding planner. So he did like.
Oh, but the food, even all the I'm saying, food everything. Was just divine. Yeah. Like,
That's what I love about Ashley. She all about some good food.
Mm-hmm. It was beyond.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So. We get home from the wedding. The wedding ended around 12. It took a while to get Ubers back to the house because it's a small town and it was a Sunday night. We finally get back to the hotel. Everyone's like, let's go out. It's our last night. And we're kind of like, well, we have to pack and get up. And so we're going to go back to the hotel. My feet hurt so bad. Like the thought of going out at that point was like, just not happening.
And we just like had gone out. Like we raged the night before. Like we were literally at Ben's house, that Airbnb, until like 4 o'clock in the morning the night before. Oh
my God. Yeah. Like we did.
Like we really, we really just, we went there. So I think by Sunday I was like, after this wedding, I think we call it a night.
Yeah. And it was, so we were like, well, we have to go back and change. Or I said that. I was like, I can't go any further in these shoes. So we get back and then we like put our robes on and we're like, don't think we're going anywhere now. So we had to leave our hotel at 4:30 in the morning so that we could make our 7:45 flight back to LA from Boston.
Yeah. So we took like a little nap, like an hour and a half nap. And then we get up and again, I'm in a full panic because I put the airport address into the phone. And again, it takes more time than anybody had ever told us it would take to get to the airport. So then I start to panic and I'm like... God, it's always happened to us. Let's go. Let's get in the car and let's like get to the airport. We are not missing this flight.
But before we do that, Tanya is chugging water, like literally chugging it and then crunching the bottle to let me know that she finished. I'm like, why do you have to crunch the bottle like that? But whatever. She did it like three times. So we're like racing, you know, we have to return our rental car. So it's like, there's not really a lot of time.
We have no wiggle room. We literally like needed to return the car and get to the, like we were, it was tight.
So Tanya is like, I know you don't want to hear this. We're about 40 minutes from the airport, but I really have to pee. And I'm like, all right, well, let's see how strong that bladder is.
So I was like, it's fine. I got it. I'll wait. I'll wait till I get to the airport. And then like another 15 minutes go by and I was like, I'm like, this is not good. Like I'm in pain. Like something needs to happen.
Yeah. So I was like, we can stop if we need to. And she's like, no, like, I don't feel like we have the time. And like, there were no stop off. So it wasn't,
we would have actually missed our flight.
Yeah. Probably it would have been very close.
Yeah. So,
yeah. So she looks at, we have water bottles in the car and she's like, I don't think that I can make it in that, like without it going everywhere. And I'm like, yeah. And this is a rental. You're not doing that. So
guess she, what?
She looks back, looks around. She sees her Hydro Flask.
No.
And I was like, you know, I have the 40-ounce Hydro Flasks and the opening in these bad boys really, I was like, I think I can get it in there.
It's a wide mouth.
It's a wide mouth. And I was like, I think I can do it in my Hydro Flask. So guess what?
She wiggles her way to the back.
Yep, wiggle my way to the back.
And I can just hear it. It's like a tin can, so I just hear.
I pull my pants down, and I squat over my Hydro Flask, and I just start going.
In a moving car.
And first of all, I'd like to preface the fact that we had asparagus for dinner the night before. So it wasn't just like normal Tanya pee, like clear, because I drink so much water. It was like stenchy pee.
I was gagging. I had to roll the windows down. I was like, this is horrible. I'm so tired. I'm smelling pee. I can hear it.
And first of all, this thing is 40 ounces, okay? I filled up half of it.
So then, in my mind, I'm like, well, I guess she's throwing away her Hydro Flask. And she's like, well,
no way. These bad boys are $50.
Wait, was that Hydro Flask? No. Get that out of the studio.
So she's like, I'll just rinse it out at the airport. And I'll like, when I get home, I'll boil water and put it in
there. Pee is sterile. It's totally fine.
And I said, I'm going to be so triggered if I see you drinking out of that bubblegum pink Hydro Flask ever again. Like, it's so gross. I smelled it. Like, I just can't. There's no way. And so we get to the airport and she's like, I guess I just need to throw it away.
Because at that point I was like, I don't even have to, I've had to rinse it out. I don't know where to pour it. Like, I was just.
You're going through TSA and they're like, can you please empty your liquids?
I was like, I threw it away and I'm still pissed about it. I'm
literally pissed.
I'm so mad. I'm so mad. There's no way I could have gotten it into a water bottle, though. It was really the opening that I needed.
Did you have any spillage, though? Like, did it all make it in?
It made it all in.
Wow.
Yeah. It really cups things nicely.
I'm sorry if this is too many details, but did you go like point blank with the bottle?
Right on me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Just like,
yep,
all
just
right.
Put it right on
me. Even more so, that thing needed to be thrown away. Yeah,
there's more than.
And Tanya doesn't have the lid that I have where it's a straw. She like drinks from the height. Like,
yeah, I drink from
what was touching her.
So yeah, that happened.
Wow. I mean,
it was a lot, and I feel like it brought us closer together
as
friends.
Yeah, I don't know what it did for our friendship, but it was gross. But it was like I was like impressed that we didn't have to stop and you got it done.
Yeah,
but I would.
And we like walked up to the gate as we were loading our plane. So like,
I mean, we were not rushing by any means.
No, but I still think if we would have stopped to pee.
Should we talk about how slow you are about making like picking things out, like we were at the souvenir shop? Because that was something I learned about you this weekend.
That video.
Your
frustration.
So mad at me.
We were looking for food, and then we also wanted to get souvenirs. Like, just like sweats. We wanted to get sweats to wear them home on our flight because we both forgot that. So we go into all of these souvenir places pretty much have the same things. Like, they're like just copied from each other. Tanya, we go into almost every souvenir shop on this store. And she's, first of all, she walks the pace of like a 95-year-old. And I'm like, can we be a little like, I'm hungry. We have to get back and get ready for the wedding. And she's like, do you like the gray or the navy? And I'm like, either, they're both cute. And so then she gets the sweatpants, and there she got like mismatched sweatpants. And she's like, I just don't think I can wear like mismatched sweats. I'm like, okay, we'll get the matching ones. Like, let's go. I wanted to, like, it enraged me.
She just had to walk away. She like literally walked out of the store.
I had to call my mom. Anymore. I had to call my mom and vent. I was like, Mom, Tanya's doing what you do when I shop with you. What do I do? How do I handle it?
I think I'm very indecisive, which I learned about myself. Like, it's like, who cares? They're sweats. And I literally was treating it like it was like.
And then we tried the Sophie's Choice. And they were.
Yeah. Do you have that problem with like food? Because a lot of people struggle with that.
Oh, well, like, let me tell you. Oh. We would go into a restaurant, and she'd sit down and look at the menu, and she'd be like, do you want to eat here? And I'm like, you don't? Okay, like, let's go somewhere else. So we go into the next one, and she's like, I'm like, what do you think? And she's like,
sorry, I don't want pizza and pasta for my breakfast.
It was 3 in the afternoon.
It was still my breakfast. It was the first thing I was eating.
It was. So then we went to Starbucks. No. That's where we ended up. Got her breakfast sandwich.
Needed my eggs.
You don't struggle with like making decisions, Becca. Like, are you? Or like, you're easygoing though, right?
At that point, like when I'm hungry or whatever, I'm like, I can find something that works. Like, we're on a time crunch. I knew I got the sweats. I just was like, I'll get the navy and the gray. They're the worst fitting sweatpants I've ever seen in my entire life. Once I got back to the hotel.
the ankle situation entertained me quite a bit.
Oh my gosh. I got a different style. Mine have like the cinched ankle.
I wish I would have had a video of yours, because I've never seen sweatpants go up under the boob as high as those did and fit like tights around her thigh. Like, they were like tights around the thigh and like camel toe up the yin yang.
But like, yeah, so it was like baggy where they were like went up the waistband, but then like, my thighs, they were like skin tight with a camel toe. They're awful.
You would have taken a little more time.
Yours were just as bad. And you had to wear yours.
Yeah.
So, yesterday, our travel day was, it was a long day.
It was a long day. Wow.
Can't believe that was just yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Did you fly out of Boston or Providence coming back?
Boston.
How long is that flight? Like
6 hours. And I slept.
Yeah, Becca was out the whole time.
Yeah.
And you did the lay down thing on the way back.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
only way to do it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tanya
but
waited
she didn't
till
get
breakfast.
Sick of me.
I actually, okay, I will. Okay, so I don't, sometimes I get sick of you if you had been like, Becca, let's get up, let's go run, blah, 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 knowing that I'm like, I don't want to run. Uh-huh. But you slept late and you like ate like a normal human being. So I felt comfortable. I didn't feel like out of, like, you were trying to get me to do things that I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
I had a great weekend with you.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like,
get
actually
that on tape.
It's on there.
It's right play on that the podcast. Right.
You can put like repeat on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a great weekend. I had so much fun.
Great. Me too.
Great.
Great. We got a lot of questions actually about, there's some rapid fire that I can shout out at you, because I asked people last night on the Instagram. Mm-hmm. I can shout them out to you if you'd like, Becca.
For me?
Hmm?
Okay.
Well, they're just like not embarrassing. They're just like quick.
Okay. Embarrassing or quick? Not the same.
Hey, before
yeah,
we take those
we'll
questions,
do that last. We'll do that last.
Let's just take a quick break. We got some great sponsors coming up. We're gonna talk about them.
We're back, and I'd like to tell everybody about my DM story.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, I can't even remember what day. I'm, like, so thrown off by,
this is
like,
Wednesday.
This is Wednesday. Okay. So, I went to this event on Tuesday, and Haley, my friend that does my makeup, she spent the night at my house. And she was leaving the next day. She had like a facial. Her facial got canceled. So she was going to stay with me until I went to this event. I had this like music event. I'm scrolling through my phone and I'm like going through my DMs. And I see this DM. There's this blue check mark. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Who did I just get? God bless you. Who did I just get a DM from? I look at my phone. And mind you, this is somebody that I've like had a major crush on for a very long time, like obsessed with, because I just find them to be so badass. Sure enough, guess who I got a DM from? Jessica Alba.
Wow.
Wow. That's big time.
Yeah. Right? I was like, what's happening? So I open it and she basically said in the DM, like, she was I'm guessing she heard this on the radio because she was saying she was driving somewhere in the morning and she's like, I'm having this event tonight for women empowerment, like women entrepreneurs. And I know it's last minute, but I really want you to be there. And this is at like 4 o'clock and the event starts at 6. And I was like, my knee jerk reaction was because I had already had an event that I was supposed to be going to. And Haley flies up and she's like, thank God I'm still here. This is all meant to be. Sit in the chair. She starts throwing makeup on me. She is like, you are going to Jessica Alba's house. And like literally just starts like putting makeup on me. And she's like, you are responding right now. You are going to this. This is major. You just got a personal invite to this event. Like you are going. And I was like, thank God she was there because I, you know me, I would have been like, I already made a commitment. Yeah, and like, do you know what I mean? So I called my friend who invited me to the event that I was supposed to go to and I told her what happened and she was like, you're absolutely not coming and you're going to this Jessica Alba thing. So I get ready really, really fast and I go to the event. It's the most gorgeous thing I have ever seen on the planet. Like it was, she had, so Honest Beauty is getting like these new liquid lipsticks. And so they had this liquid lipstick and everybody's like seat with their name on it. And she had like dyed every napkin to match the exact color of the liquid lipstick that was on your plate. So the napkins were dyed to match the exact color of the lipstick.
Do you think Jessica Alba herself did the dyeing of the napkins?
For sure she did. She's a modern woman and she just really does all the steps, you know? But it was like so cool because it was just this like all these women who, and I didn't know anybody going. I didn't know anybody that was like going to be there. I was just kind of like, you know, just going to show up and be like, hey, Jess. But it was just so beautiful. And she had this like panel of women that she would like was doing a Q&A with just about starting their own businesses and like the trials and tribulations and the stigmas against women. And like how she's like, one of the questions that I get asked all the time is like, how do you balance it all? And she's like, men don't get that question. How do you balance it all? Mm-hmm. We just do, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was just kind of cool to hear these like really inspiring women who have created such amazing like brands and names for themselves and are doing it like so badass. It was just such a cool event. Mm-hmm. I was just so what's really funny is so Jessica's like standing right there and she I was like talking to her and she's like, I can't believe it. You know, I slid into your DM and I was just, you know, we chit chat or whatever. She walks away. And then this girl walks in that I've been following on Instagram for like a really long time and I'm like obsessed with. And I was like, I've made this new friend. Her name's Cammy, by the way. Who knows Becca, who was the impetus of our diet swap.
The inspiration.
Inspiration. Yeah. So she was like my new friend for the night. And I turned to her and I was like, what do I do? I was like, I'm obsessed with this girl. Like, what do I say? And she's like,
the girl's like a food blogger.
A food blogger. Yeah. And she's like, you just chit chatted about DMs with Jessica Alba and you can't have a coffee. You can't go up to this girl from Instagram. And I was like, I don't know what to do. I'm so nervous. But I went up to her and I told her I was a big fan. And she like kept calling me by my name. She was like, thank you, Tanya. And I was like, she knows my name. And not only that, sure to follow me on Instagram right there. So Be Well by Kelly. I love you. Shout out.
Yeah. She was very excited.
Very excited. Very excited. I just think there's something so cool. I can't wait. I like really want to do things like that, that just bring women together and start a conversation. You know what I mean? It was just super cool. Like the things that they were sharing and I don't know, just felt very like, I felt very churchy. Like I was shouting her down. Like I was like, yeah, Jen. Like, you know how you do in church when they say something, you're like,
I know how
good.
You do.
Yeah.
In church and, and other things.
That's what I felt like. I was like, I was shouting them down and it was just really cool.
That kind of thing is so up your alley.
And I know.
Seriously, I always thought like I could see you doing like in a very short amount of time, like hosting your own thing like that.
Yeah, I want to. I told her that. I was like, this really like inspired me in so many ways. And it's like, I don't have, you know, I mean, the Honest Company that she built, I mean, it's like a $1 billion company. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's obviously she's insanely talented and has such a big business. I am not there yet, but I was like, I want to do things like this because I think it really creates this like ambiance of, you know, I don't think anybody had a plus one. Mm-hmm. So everybody was kind of forced to meet people and you're sitting next to people that you don't know. Mm-hmm. And it just kind of created a really cool dialogue and atmosphere. And I was just really like proud and honored and felt cool to be a part of it. And I want to create that for mm-hmm. other people in different industries, and it was just really cool.
I see that happening for you.
Like, I love
very soon,
like
in some capacity.
It was just special, and I love Jessica Alba. So like now, like I have direct like DM access.
Like, can we get her on the podcast?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, sure. But I have to play it cool. Like I can't DM her for like a while, you know. But I think I'm gonna start like commenting on her stories. Like, oh, cool.
Yeah, you know? be mindful when you're doing it.
Yeah, so, like be cool, like play it cool, but like still be like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
Here, I've written your first DM to her. Here's what you can do. You wait till like Saturday night at like midnight and you say, hey, Jessica, just wondering, would you ever be interested in reprising your role as the Invisible Woman in the new Fantastic Four movie? There you go. You ask her that, it's going to go over great. She's going to say, wow, Tanya, I've never thought of that before. I'd love to talk about this on your podcast. Thank you for the interesting question.
That's exactly what she'd say. Yeah. That is what she'd say. Wow. I just love her a lot.
You know, Tanya, something I've been wanting to tell you that I love that you do on your Instagram is when you repost all the people that tag you, like with the Modern Woman, like when they're like building some furniture or like taking themselves on a date, like I just think that's the coolest thing ever. And you know, I'm not a woman, but I can imagine. It's just got to feel great. And I just is something that I find very inspiring about you.
Thank you.
Again, as a woman.
Dean actually this weekend was like, can you teach me how to be a modern woman? I was like, I can, Dean. Yes, I can.
It's a mindset.
It is a mindset. But thank you. Yeah. I really enjoyed that. That was big. That was big.
Huge.
That was huge.
Yeah, that was a moment. Mm-hmm. That we call a moment.
A moment.
You got some questions, right?
From yes.
Did you guys want to do those? Is that too invasive?
I don't know what this is.
I just asked people, like, we're going to record the podcast tomorrow. Got any questions?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Here's a good, interesting one. Oh, tell me if this is too far.
Okay.
Will Becca ever tell us who she is dating? I respect her privacy and care about her happiness.
Oh, maybe one day. I mean, I don't really have like a time. Like I don't have a date set.
It's not marked off in your calendar.
November 21st.
Yeah. What time that day?
Stay tuned. Late morning to afternoon. Oh, I just hit my nose so hard.
But maybe one day.
Thank you for respecting my privacy at the moment.
Did anyone from Bachelor Nation hook up at the wedding?
A lot of speculation about that online.
Who?
About Nick hooking up with someone at the wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No. I don't think anyone hooked up that I was aware of.
Definitely not that I was aware of.
Well, to be honest, Nick and Tanya and Amanda were the only single people from Bachelor there, right?
Really? We're the only single ones?
I think so. I love it. Tony was like an honorary bachelor alum this weekend. Like, I think everyone at the wedding got tunes on The Bachelor.
Totally.
And even I just said, y'all were the only Bachelor people who were singing. He said we were.
Somebody came up to me and like was like fully talking to me like I was on The Bachelor, and I just didn't have the heart to break it to him.
Yeah.
I was like, thank you so much.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Speaking of, I filmed a YouTube video where I prank called people, and I prank called Tanya. First of all, the only person who would ever answer a blocked number or like unknown number. And she's like, hello?
I thought you were my postmate.
Yeah. Hi, are you outside? And I'm like, hi, is this Tanya? And she's like, hi, do you have my food? Are you outside? And so I'm like laughing, keep having to mute it. And she's like, hello, hello. It keeps trying to buzz me in. And I'm like, hi, this is, I can't remember the name. I said like, Teresa from The Bachelor. I was calling because you've been nominated to be on the upcoming season. And she's like, who's The Bachelor? And I was like, oh, well, we haven't chosen him yet, but we have two options. And she's like, no, thanks. I'm not interested in either of them. And like, kept it so short and sweet. I was like, okay, bye.
Like, no, I'm good with none of these songs.
Nah.
Okay, as modern women, how do you feel about changing your last name when you get married? I found that to be interesting.
Oh, yeah, it's a good topic. I feel like we've talked about it before. Like,
oh, we have?
A long time ago, probably. Because someone, like, I feel like someone, like, remember there was an email and someone's fiance had a bad last name?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Honestly, I'm indifferent about it. Like, I'm not so traditional that I feel like you have to do it if you don't want to. But yeah. I do respect and love the tradition of, like, taking on someone's last name. But I also respect the decision to be like, I like my last name. And
I find it to be so, like, my whole life, this has been my name. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to be somebody else. I don't want to be somebody else. I like who I've become. I have been becoming me my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking it very seriously.
Yeah, besides like stripping your identity away, I was talking to Danielle, one of our producers here the other day, about how it's like such a shackle of patriarchy because it's so hard to do.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many forms. There's so much time, so much money that goes into it.
It's the worst process ever. It takes so long. But what I did, I feel like I had a happy compromise. Professionally, I'm still going by my maiden name because I feel like I've built my career with my name.
Yeah.
And I don't want to just become a random now.
Yeah.
So I'm still going by my maiden name professionally, but legally I'm switching. I still haven't yet, like 8 months after the fact, but I'm in the process of doing it. So we're getting there.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I might keep my name.
I just feel like I know myself. I can barely go to the DMV to handle like a license registration situation. So I can't imagine going through all the work to change my name because I'm just like lazy with that stuff.
Yeah.
Just easier. It would be easier to stay Tilly.
Yeah, just keep your names, ladies. That's what I say. It sounds like a pain in the ass, you know?
Yeah, I'm very adamant about like, I have been this person my whole life and I like the person that I'm becoming. So I'm keeping it. Future husband.
Speaking of,
so I did get a lot of questions about what the status of Dr. Screen Time.
Yeah, I was
have
like,
not heard from him in over a week.
Oh, wow. It just makes me feel
Things.
A certain type
Things.
Of rage that I haven't felt in a minute.
It's bad. It's bad. It's not great. Yeah, it's not
Thumbs
good.
Down.
So I think we're going to put a pin in
this
that.
This dude sucks. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
This dude sucks big time.
I think we're just going to put a period to that story and keeping it sans. It's so sad. I'm like, what in the world? And this is the messed up thing that I do. I don't know if it's a girl thing, but it's definitely a Tanya thing. I go back into the whole week of festivities and I'm like, did I say something? Did I do something? Did I like, I take it personal and I'm like, what did I do that made him stop talking to me?
I think any person in your situation would go back and do that too. And because it wasn't like y'all were just texting here and there.
I know. It's so bizarre to go from so hot to cold. I don't understand what happened.
At the very least, he should have texted you and been like, hey, I just want to let you know, like, I had a great time getting to know you, but I just like didn't feel it. And like have a respectful adult conversation.
But then is that on me too? Should I have reached out and done that?
He's the one who came and stayed at your...
Yeah,
don't
this
get
is
me,
on
so
him.
I'm gonna, yeah. Okay. Please do not act like you needed to do more.
Oh. Becca's ready to go. She's taking her earrings off. She's ready to go down.
Because it just sucks. Like, I just was going through all that. And then I'm like, you know what? I don't... Even if I did say something, it was just being me. So, whatever. Yeah.
If you said something, there's no way that conversation would be satisfying. Like, he would be dancing around it, or, like, you know what I mean? Like, he clearly can't take responsibility for himself.
Yeah, so...
So...
That's where we're at with...
Get out of here.
That one stays in the past.
Logging off screen time.
Yeah, logging off screen time. Oh, this is good. How do you deal with toxic friendships? Because I think a lot of people are going through that. You know what I realized? I get a lot of questions about friendships. And I feel like that's something that a lot of people struggle with.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hard thing, especially as you get older. I just started seeing my therapist again because of friendship problems.
Really?
Yeah. After like, I haven't talked to her for like 6 years or something. She remembered everything about me.
Oh. So, or she has a file.
She remembered.
She remembered.
We do it over the phone because she's back in my hometown, and I like to think that she's just sitting there going like, oh, I remember all these things, Easton, but she's got like a file of a document.
I think she remembers Easton off the top of her head.
But that's the thing a lot of people struggle with, I think.
Yeah.
How do you guys, like, how do you cut off a friendship like that? When you realize it's become toxic, it's become more negative than positive. Because it's a hard thing to let go of.
I know. I've only had one friendship that I've had to like really... like end truly in my life. And it was because I felt, it was at a time in my life where I was in a relationship and I was working a ton, and I just started out. We just graduated from college, and I was like, all my friends were kind of partying at that point, and I was at a job where I was getting up really early and going to work. So I couldn't really do it with them. And the majority of my friends really embraced me and were like, we totally get it. We get what you're doing, and, you know, we get you're in a relationship, and that, you know, and so they would like get coffee with me and kind of do other things that like I wanted to do. But I just had one friend that just was so negative and like, just was like, all you do is work and your boyfriend, and like, it was just really getting to like a bad, bad place. And I finally just said, like, I don't need this in my life. Like, this is not the type of friendship that I want in my life. This is not the type of friend I am to you. And unless you can like be the person that I want you to be, like, we're done here. Mm-hmm. And that was it. And it was really hard, and it sucked because we've been friends for a really long time. But I think also like you grow in life and you change and you become different people. And I think you just have to realize like some people are going to come along the way and some are going to fall off.
Mm-hmm. I had one friendship where I didn't really know that things were bad until she called me and we had a conversation, and she told me all the things that I had done wrong as a friend. And we talked and like apologized, but it was kind of like the end of it was like, I wish you well. And, you know, I hope I don't have any bad feelings towards you, but I just don't think we're like going to be best friends forever. And it sucks because my personality, like the fact that I hurt her and then like didn't know for so long until we had that conversation, like bothered me. And it bothered me that she felt like I was a horrible friend. And then I realized I was making it about me and not just being like, you know, I should have handled that better and I'm going to do better in other friendships and try to communicate more. So it was definitely like a learning lesson.
Mm-hmm. I actually get a lot of questions about how we deal with conflict, you and I.
Tanya gets silent and doesn't talk, and that's how I know that she's upset, and then we talk about it and then hash it out.
That's true. That's exactly how it happens. But we hash it out and then we move on.
Mm-hmm.
That's really healthy.
I think it is really healthy because I also think like people get in arguments and not everyone's going to get along 100% of the time, and I think you have to like obviously deal with things, talk it out, see each other's point of view, and then move on.
Mm-hmm. No, I have some friends that are like really, really close to me and aren't, when something exciting happens in my life, I don't feel support from them. Like, yeah. I feel they always like kind of like take a crap on things that I'm excited about. And, it was one of those things where it was like, I was occupying a lot of energy in my head, like being like, well, why am I doing something wrong? Like, why aren't they excited for me? And, you know, that kind of thing. And, I realized, like, you know, you need to, sometimes when there's people that you're really close to that don't make you feel good, you just have to give them space. That's mm-hmm. all. It's just like, well, you know, I don't think I'm at the point where I need to cut these people out of my life, but also like, maybe I'll just let them kind of exist for a while. And if they want to hang out with me, they can, you know? Mm-hmm. So I don't know that, I guess if this person's asking how you deal with toxic friends, you know, sometimes it's like, it depends on the level of toxicity.
I was going to say, yeah,
you know? For sure.
But it sometimes you just need to give people space and, you know, hang out with people to make you feel good.
Yeah.
That's what friendship's about, you know, it's about feeling supported and it's about having fun.
I know. I was thinking, someone asked me a question last week on my Instagram questions, and it was like, what do you do if you're friends with someone who's negative all the time? And I was thinking, I was like, I feel like for the most part, I surround myself with people, or maybe it's just because Tanya is so positive that she balances everyone out. But I feel like for the most part, my friends are all like, make me feel better and like encouraged and supported. So mm-hmm. that would be hard to have that like negativity as a constant.
Yeah.
In a friendship.
I could definitely not handle that.
Yeah.
No.
And that's something I think people need to, in terms of like, if you have a friend that is being negative, sometimes people go like, oh, how do I get them to be more positive? And that's something someone has to like see in themselves and want to change. Mm-hmm. You know, that's not something I think goes really poorly if you're like, you know, you've got a really bad attitude. We need to fix that.
They're going
to
have a worse attitude.
Yeah,
after
you should
that.
Separate yourself.
Did you kiss anyone or exchange numbers at the wedding?
I mean, I didn't.
I did not at this wedding, but I did at a wedding that I went to the week before.
You kissed someone?
No, I exchanged numbers. So did you kiss anyone or exchange numbers at the wedding?
Yes.
With a guy romantically or was
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Does he live here?
He lives here, so can we get a round of applause?
All right. All right.
Let's tease this. Remember, because we were like all excited that he's in LA.
Yes. But we didn't give him a name because we hadn't been out yet.
Yeah.
Have you been talking to him?
Every day.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's so, like, I mean, obviously, I don't want to get overly excited because...
Yeah, from now on, we just keep everything at
everything's neutral.
Everything's neutral.
But he is so funny, and he has my sense of humor, so he says things that I would say, and I laugh out loud at the text she tells me about.
Wow, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
I don't have an opinion one way or another.
Yeah.
We're just keeping it real mellow. Yeah. But it's actually really funny because I went to this wedding right after Dr. Screen Time had left town and we had to make plans to see each other again. And I was like really bummed. I cried a little bit the day before. And so I was just like, you know, I just want to like go and have fun and drink and have fun with my friends, not expecting anything. And then I met this guy and yeah, he got my number. I didn't think anything of it, but I mean, it's been going.
He's really nice.
Yeah, he's really nice.
And really cute.
And loves Jesus.
Yeah, and loves Jesus.
Yeah. So
these are all qualities people have, and we'll just file this guy.
These are all just normal, neutral.
Well, Tanya, this is a thing that you're doing, and I support you.
Thank you. You know, when one door closes, another door opens.
That's immediately.
Right.
For Tanya.
Yeah.
So I'm just walking through the door. But none at Jared and Ashley's. But yeah. I guess I feel like there wasn't a lot of single people there.
Jess Clark's.
Yeah, we got Jess Clark's number. Yeah, that was a win.
No, that was the extent of the number exchange.
Yeah. This is good. Where do you see yourselves in 10 years?
Oh, man. I struggle with these questions. I'm not a planner, so. The 10-year, the 5-year really gets me. The 10-year, like, don't even answer.
Oh. So it's just a blank stare.
It's a blank space.
It's a blank
space. For me to fill in with my life.
Very Taylor Swift of you.
How far ahead do you think, though? Like a
year?
Like
24 hours.
24 hours?
Well, like, I just have whatever's on my calendar and I go with that. And if things pop up in between, they're inserted in there.
That's cool. You're like a great white shark.
You know, I have a weird obsession with sharks. So that really resonates. I'm scared of them, but like, I'm fascinated.
It's like
by
a
them.
Respectful fear.
Yeah. Like I'm not getting in their water. Yeah.
What was she telling you? 10 years.
She wants to host and empower women something.
I definitely want to, like, a la Jessica Alba.
The Modern Women's Summit.
Yeah.
The Staples Center.
The Modern Women's Summit at the Staples Center for sure. I have a lot of, like, goals career-wise. I also feel like I want to be married and have a family. I feel like that seems possible in 10 years.
I will say you're making me feel more inspired. I want to tour. I want to, like, go and do, like, tour cities of, like, with me and you and meet people, like, from listeners of the podcast.
We did get a lot of questions about that, too.
I want to launch a product or, like, beauty line. Oh, you know, I do at some point in the next 10 years want to be, like, in the best shape of my life. But could be 5 years. Could be, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm definitely going to have a book by then.
Oh, yeah. I feel like all these things I feel like could happen in the next, like, year or 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's happening. But it all makes sense now that I'm an Enneagram 1. Like, it's all clicking. I'm like, oh, my
gosh.
What
are you, Easton?
I don't remember. I have to take the test again. I saw the type 2 stuff coming out. I thought that was a diabetes thing. But I can't remember which. I have to take the test again. Yeah.
Should we answer some of these emails?
Yeah.
Before we do the emails, though, we need to talk about Third Love.
Yes. Well, Third Love uses data points generated by millions of women who've taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras with breast size and shape in mind for a perfect fit and a premium feel. Third Love offers more than 70 sizes, including their signature half cup sizes. You can skip the trip, find your fit with Third Love's online Fit Finder order, and try it on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences. I do have to say, my strapless Third Love bra is my favorite bra in the entire planet. And guess what?
What?
It has gone missing. I swear somebody stole it because I'm serious. You know how much I love that bra.
You love it.
It's the best strapless bra I have ever owned in my entire life because I never have to, like, lift it or move it, or, like, strapless bras can really be a thing. And this one, this Third Love strapless bra is just magic. So I need to get a new one, like, ASAP because I really feel like somebody stole it. I couldn't have lost it. How do you lose a bra?
I mean, somebody stole it
because of how much I've been talking about how much I love it.
That's the thing. Like, everyone's like, if they see you at with a strapless dress at an event, they're waiting for you to go into the locker room.
In the locker room and take it off. Yeah. Every customer has 60 days to wear it, wash it, and put it to the test. And if you don't love it, you can return it. And Third Love will wash it and donate to a woman in need. Third Love's team of expert fit stylists are dedicated to helping you find your perfect fit. Hands down, the most comfortable bra that you'll own. And they have straps that won't slip and tagless labels, no itching. I can vouch for all of these things. It's lightweight, super thin memory foam cups mold to your shape and are proprietary to Third Love. So Third Love knows that there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off of their first order. You can go to thirdlove.com/Becca right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off of your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Becca for 15% off today. And you will not regret it.
I wear a lot of bras, and the thing about Third Love that I always love is that they have half sizes. Not a lot of bra companies have half sizes, but doggone it, Third Love has them.
Yeah, they really fit extraordinary, so can't say anything I love more.
Well, we also love Liquid IV.
We love Liquid IV.
Because, you know, you're going to these weddings, you're hanging out, you're partying, you got to stay hydrated, but you aren't always in a position where you can just take a whole, like, 4-gallon Hydro Flask straight to your dome. You know, you need hydration faster than that sometimes, and Liquid IV has you covered.
That's true. Liquid IV is the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. Liquid IV hydrates you 2 to 3 times faster and more efficiently than water alone, with an added bonus of vitamins C, B3, B5, B6, and B12.
Yeah, so you can feel good and do good. Liquid IV has donated 1.5 million sticks to date to places like Haiti, Uganda, Puerto Rico, and most recently, Nepal. With each purchase you make, Liquid IV donates a serving to someone in need around the world. Liquid IV helps prevent jet lag when traveling. It's TSA friendly and is perfect for on-the-go travelers. Helps to keep your skin hydrated while flying, which is very important.
That's true. Non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. They have clean ingredients. It's a healthy alternative to traditional sugary sports drinks. No artificial flavors or preservatives.
It also contains 5 essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana, which is great to have before you work out.
And you know, it has vitamin B12, which is what is in the asparagus that makes your urine smell so exciting.
Oh, really?
But that's just straight vitamin B12. But Liquid IV mixes it up with vitamin C, B3, B5, B6. That's like a murderous row of vitamins, right?
Yeah, you're just getting all the goods. Yeah.
So we love Liquid IV, and we know that you will too. Right now, our listeners get 25% off liquidiv.com when you use our code SCRUBBINGIN at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Go to liquidiv.com and enter our code SCRUBBINGIN to get your savings and start getting better hydration. That's liquidiv.com, promo code SCRUBBINGIN. Don't wait. Start properly hydrating today.
What's that promo code?
That's liquidiv.com, promo code SCRUBBINGIN.
All right, we got some emails to read for you guys. This one's from, I hope this, I'm saying this right, Mally? And it could be Molly. I
apologize. I think it's Mally.
Mally, all right. The diet swap was amazing, and it got me thinking, Tanya, how big are the actual portions you eat with every meal?
So here's the thing. I eat a lot. I don't eat like a bird. I eat a lot of food. I just eat clean food. So like if I order a salad, I eat the whole salad.
Yeah, she eats bigger portions than, like, I eat small portions of really bad food.
Yeah.
And Tony eats big portions of clean food.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm. Sarah asks, I'm taking a trip at the end of October and I have to fly by myself. I've only flown once in my life and I was 9 at the time. I was wondering if you had any tips or advice you can give. I love flying alone.
I do too.
I do too. Yeah. I really get a thrill off of like going and get my snacks and like my mom loves to get a good book for her to read while she's on the flight. I normally listen to music or just watch TV on the flight. Most of the airlines now have TVs and mm-hmm. entertainment. So
I like talking to the people next to me. That's like my favorite
it's a good
thing.
Opportunity to make a friend.
Yeah, getting to know the people on the flights next to me. Sometimes I will occasionally sit next to somebody who like does not want to speak, and like I feel like you just read their energy. But most people really want to like chit chat.
I don't know that I'd say most people. I find most people have headphones on for a reason, and I think you need to respect that. If someone has headphones on, that means that they're not looking to chit-chat.
I have sat next to somebody who had their headphones in, and I started talking to them, and then proceeded to take their headphones out and speak to me the entire flight.
Yeah, because you feel bad. I've done that too, and I'm like miserable the whole time because I'm like polite and I have manners, but like I'd much rather be like listening to my music or watching TV.
No,
you do that to people with their headphones in?
Well, yeah, they're sitting next to me.
That doesn't mean they're yours to use.
Do you have like an opening line, or just so where you head? Like, what brings you to Dallas?
No, I don't know. I just ask them like where they're going, or like I don't know. It just depends on like the flight and where we're going. I mean, usually when I fly to New York, I just sleep the majority of my flight, but everything else, it's fair game.
I had a flight to Nashville recently, and I had a woman next to me, and she kept asking me questions, but not like conversation, like, hey, how long is the flight? Or like, hey, how far is the airport from so-and-so? Like things like that.
Oh.
And I couldn't tell if she was trying to talk to me or not. So I was like, I would give her an answer and then like try to crack a joke. But then I was like, maybe I'm reading this wrong. Maybe she doesn't want to talk to me.
She just wants an encyclopedia.
Yeah, she just like
I Google
just
look, lady.
Yeah, exactly. Like I just look like someone that would have those answers. But
Sarah, I would say maybe download some podcasts that you like, have some shows that you like, and like I said, there should be entertainment on your plane.
Mm-hmm.
And then like know where like you should be. Maybe get there early enough that you're not stressed. I get there late for almost every flight, but I travel a lot, so I like know my limits. So I would get there at a time where you're not going to feel stressed to get through security and everything, and that way you're like at least relaxed in that aspect.
I love hanging out in a terminal. I don't know if that's just a weird thing with me. Like, I like getting there early and like walking around, seeing what the food situation's like, kicking back. I really like not stressing about
me
missing
too.
The flight.
I don't like it. I like getting places early.
Hopefully you got some good tips there, Sarah. This last one is from Sarah. She says, about a year ago, my best friend hit it off with my coworker and the two of them began talking. I fully supported it. Fast forward to now, he ended things with her. Shortly after breaking things off, he told me he didn't want things to, quote, go further with her because he didn't want to, quote, ruin his chances with me.
Oh, no.
My question is this. Do I tell her about this conversation? I feel like it would give her more closure, but I also feel like it would create a huge void in our friendship. Help. What do I do?
So the coworker is the guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But does she like him? I'm confused.
Okay. So here's what. So this is her best friend, and her coworker started dating.
Right.
They broke. Wait. What?
No, I know. I'm saying, but does she? He said he didn't want to ruin his chances with her, but she didn't say like, "Oh, I'm into him and think we."
I don't think
now.
She is into him. I think she's not into him. So her question is, does she tell the best friend that he had this conversation with her? I say yes.
Yeah, it won't create a void in your friendship because it's not about you; it's about him.
Yeah,
yeah, and it just saves her from like heartache or being confused about the situation.
Yeah,
and then
she can
move on.
Like,
yeah, bye.
This dude sucks. He thinks that like the whole office is just his like dating pool. Like, I don't know. This, I don't like this dude.
I don't like this guy either. But I'm gonna wait for you to be ready whenever that comes.
Yeah, that's a hard no.
Yeah.
You want to ruin your chances with me? Like, what chances did you have? Like, I don't know.
That's what I'm wondering. Was there a hope somewhere? Where did he get that?
I think this dude just feels entitled to every woman in the office.
Yeah.
That's what I think. All right. I mean, is there anything else you guys wanted to discuss? In public comment?
No. But do you know who we should have on this podcast? Is Hannah B.
I would love that.
She's like so cute and so fun.
She posted a really sweet. Did you see her caption last night? She posted a photo with a long
caption. I had some things last night.
What?
I had some things last night. Like, I was uneventful on the Instagram. What did she do?
She just posted a long caption about how this has been hard. Like her life has changed so drastically in a year. And like everything that she's gone through, and like she has all these people's opinions of her now and trying to stay true to who she is, and everything's different because everyone needs to know everything about her. And it was just a really like relatable. It was like you could tell she had written it down like in a journal. I think she even said she like journaled and was like, just put it
just
out
like
there.
Words.
Yeah, because I think a lot of times she's like in this position where everyone's like, you should have done this, you should have done this, and have an opinion about everything.
Right.
And it's like, she's like a human being who literally a year ago was just doing her own thing in Alabama and went on The Bachelor. And like all this happened so quickly. So I love her.
I do too.
I would love to have her on the podcast.
Yeah. Same. Met a lot of Bachelor producers this weekend at the wedding.
Not the one that called you the other day, though.
Not the one that called me the other day. She was missing.
I did some great prank calls on that video.
Wow.
Got a nostalgia high, like prank calling people.
That's
so
the difference between us. I would hate prank calling somebody.
You love when we do it on here and like you get a different
voice.
That's
not prank calling. That's
a prank call.
It is?
Yeah.
I mean, calling someone and saying you're someone you're not is a prank call.
But we're like delivering some exciting news.
I delivered some exciting news. I was like, hey,
so
I love you.
It's the end result is what makes it a prank call.
Yes.
So if like you're doing it just to like play a joke on someone, I guess that.
I'm losing
steam.
No, the brain function.
Oh,
like I really don't feel like I'm like, am I communicating okay today?
Yes.
Okay.
You've done a great job.
Wow. Thanks. Because it's really been a struggle. Well,
it's been very clear.
Thank you.
Your communication's been clear, not the struggle's been clear.
Okay.
If this is okay, I have something I want to bring up really quick. This is a very short thing. I don't want to take up too much of your time, as I know we're at the end of the show here. So there's a movie theater chain in Southern California and in the Chicago and Washington, D.C. areas called ArcLight Cinemas. And they've been doing this thing this summer called the Summer of Caramel Corn. And It's this campaign to like kind of celebrate that their like special caramel corn that they sell there. And me and my friend Chris Roman have been really inspired by this. Chris is an incredibly talented illustrator and animator from Chicago, and we've made a bunch of like fake movie posters. We made this like caramel corn playlist. I've been going hard on this, and I've been DMing ArcLight Theaters, and I asked them to name me the caramel corn princess, and they said they'd consider it. And I just think it would be helpful if I ask the Scrubbing In listeners to hit up at ArcLight Cinemas and ask them to make me the caramel corn princess.
Is that? I can't believe that it's like not even like that they're making you do. Do you have to audition?
I can't believe they're making you work for
yeah.
this.
They said they
seems like a no-brainer to me.
Yeah. I mean, me too. They said they hadn't considered it before. But now they, you know, now the idea is in their head. And I just think that it would be mutually beneficial to everybody if I was the caramel corn princess.
All right,
I think
Scrubbing so too. It. What's the Instagram?
It's at ArcLight Cinemas. I've been posting about it on Instagram quite a bit.
Okay, do your thing, Scrubbing In.
Yeah.
Hit them up.
Hit up ArcLight Cinemas. Tell them to make me the caramel corn princess, and everything will be okay.
Hopefully we have an update next week that you are going to be crowned the caramel corn princess.
You know,
when do they crown the princess?
I mean, any day. The summer's coming to a close.
Oh, okay. So it's before summer's over?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I get a sash or a crown or something, but it's just a dream of mine. That's all.
Okay. It's just a small dream.
Yeah.
That we're going to make happen yeah. for Easton.
It will become a reality.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I believe in you.
Mm-hmm. Same.
Oh, yeah. And actually, but one more thing before we go. We got a call time of death here, but we just want to say thank you to Coffee Bean for sending over the Friends-themed drinks. All your favorite characters are there. The Joey Mango Cold Brew Tea, Rachel Matcha Latte, the Ross Classic Flat White, I think I was Tanya's favorite. Mm-hmm. It's great stuff. And there's a limited time pop-up on August 16th. In the Los Angeles area, where they're going to recreate Central Perk. It's an awesome photo op. That's going to be in Los Angeles on the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica and on Beverly Boulevard in West Hollywood. And that's so you can go visit Central Perk in person.
That is so cute.
That's running through August 23rd. And I think the drinks you can get at all Coffee Bean locations. And they're delicious. You should check them out. And yeah, thanks, Coffee Bean.
The Phoebe is where it's at. Thank you, Coffee Bean. I needed that to get through this Tuesday morning.
The Rossitron. I tried to watch Friends on Friday night in Rhode Island because I like for it to put me to sleep. And Becca was so annoyed because I kept laughing, like would not
yeah,
stop
she
laughing.
Put her head. I was like, just put your headphones in so that I'm like exhausted. I'm like, I just want to go to sleep. Well, then she puts her headphones in. And it's like. I'm like, do you have to laugh that hard at something you've seen 45 times?
Wait, what did somebody DM you the other day when they saw my dance? They were like, her husband is going to have to be a patient man.
Yeah, he's going to have to be a kind and patient man.
He will be. And on that note.
And on that note. Time of death? 10:41
a.m.
No, there's no
I'm really struggling.